There's nobody here that has not heard of the Marsha, and probably there's nobody here that has never learned the Torah of the Marsha. Everybody knows that if in the back of any reputable Gemara, that you're going to learn a little bit more Be'il, and you're going to find the Chidushei Va'agodes HaMarsha, the Pirosh, the very, very Yisoidistika Pirosh of the Marsha, which the Chidush of his Pirosh is that he deals with side the Lamdisha parts of the Gemara, the Chidushim, and the Rashi, the Toisvis, as well as the Agodes, the parts that are dealing more with the Agadita. Usually you have people which are Doidish Agadita, then you have those which are Doidish the Pshat. The Marsha has Chidushi V'Agodes, and he actually requested that they should be printed together, so that it's Torah Achas, it's one Torah, the Agadita and the other parts of the Gemara, it's really all one. But who was the Marsha, and what special thing did he add to the Inyan of Gul Mashiach? Which specific Inyan of Gul Mashiach do we attribute to the Marsha? And the Rebbe quotes from the Marsha. So, let's start a little bit who the Marsha was. Well, we all learned the Marsha, many people don't know much about him. The Marsha's name was Reb Shmuel Eliezer. Now, the Aleph, most people think it's for his second name, Moreinu Rav Shmuel Eliezer. But they say that really it's his last name. His last name was Edels. Now, where did he get the name Edels? That was his last name. The Marsha came from a very, very distinguished Mechubedike family. His father was a descendant of Reb Yehuda Chosid. His mother was a cousin of the Maral of Prague. Very, very Choshiva family. His father was a Rav. And obviously he had a big, big head start in his learning in Avodas Hashem. His wife, her father, his name was Moshe Lifshitz, he had passed away, and he was the Rav in the city of Brisk. But her mother, his name was Edel, and she lived in the city of Poizna, which is, we know, the Alter Rebbe stammed from Poizna. And she was a very wealthy woman. She lost her husband, but she had a lot of money. And she supported the Marsha and his yeshiva. After they got married, he moved to her town, opened up a yeshiva. For over 20 years, she supported her. And in appreciation and recognition, he took as his last name, her name. Al Derech, we find the famous chassid of the Alter Rebbe, Reb Pinchas Reizes. How did he get the name Reizes? Because his mother-in-law supported him, her name was Reizes, so he became Pinchas Reizes. So too, the Marsha's Reb Shmuel Edels. Edels meaning his mother-in-law. After she passed away, he became a Rav. He was a Rav in a bunch of cities, including the famous city of Chelm. The Marsha was the Rav of that city. And he is most famous for being the Rav in the city of Astro. Here you have the family Astrov. It's really from the city of Astro. The city of Astro is a city in Ukraine. That's where the Marsha is buried. And till today you have the famous Marsha Shul. The shul that's named after the Marsha. There's actually a fascinating story how the Marsha invested in the shul. And in short, the nekud of the story is that one year there was a big magefa, pandemic, in the city, and nobody could figure out where it came from. So Marsha said that everyone has to do tshuva, and if they know of anyone in the kehila that needs a shipur, begruchnias, they should tell him. So they said, yeah, there's a strange guy who lives at the end of the city. He wanders around. Maybe he is doing things which are inappropriate. So they followed him, and sure enough, every night at midnight, he would wander in the forest. So they thought he was like a highway robber. until they followed him and they saw that he sat and said Tikkun Chatzos. When he would say Tikkun Chatzos in the forest every night, there was another sound of a person which they couldn't see answering him. And when they asked him, who is that? They said, every night, Yirmiyah Hanavi, who cries for about the Churban, comes to do Tikkun Chatzos with me. So he was obviously a big tzaddik. And they asked him, maybe you can tell us what's going on in our city. Why is it that our city has this virus? And the tzaddik told them that's because they don't respect the shul. They leave it a mess, they talk, they're not mechabed, the mokeim ha-beis knesses. And when they took upon themselves the achlota to show respect to the shul, to the beis medrash, the mageifa stopped. So that shul became known as the Marsha shul. But anyways, where's the Marsha quoted in a very strong way? That's also in the famous Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovil. If you ask your regular Lubavitcher, so tell me, what does the Rebbe teach us in Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovil? They'll say the Rebbe has four dargas of Chidushim. The first darga of Chidush of the Rebbe is that all the shuls are going to Eretz Yisrael. The second Chidush of the Rebbe is that the shuls are not only going to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The third darga of the Chidush is that the shuls are going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash by order of Chshivas. That the more Chashiva shuls, like the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, are going to be connected directly. And the fourth Chidush is that this connection is going to happen, that the Beis HaMikdash de La'asid is going to come first to the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel and Chutz La'aretz, and from there return to Eretz Yisrael. Now, these four facts are true. And it's true. You don't need a mucker for it. But it's important, as Chassidim, for the truth of the Inyan, also when we explain it to people, that we know exactly what says earlier in Svarim and what is the Chiddush of the Rebbe. So this idea that all the shuls are going to go to Eretz Yisrael is a Gemara in Megillah. That's simple, the Gemara. You open up Megillah, Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Asidin Bati Knesius Bati Midrashe Shebebavel Sheikavu Be'Eretz Yisrael, that all the shuls are going to Eretz Yisrael. That is a clear Gemara, that it's not for debate, it's not for discussion. This is what it says clearly in the Gemara. The next detail, the fact that the shuls are going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, this detail is a chidush of the Marsha. The Marsha in his Chidushi Agodis, he asks the question. It says that we said, Dovid HaMelech says in Tilim, Samachti bo'emrim li Beis Hashem Nelech. Yidin are in Golos, and they're saying, wow, I'm so happy that I'm going to the Beis HaMikdash. Now there is the question, Bechlal, how could Dovid HaMelech say it if he lived before the time of the Beis HaMikdash? This other Mefarshim explain that Dovid HaMelech once heard someone say that when will Dovid HaMelech die so that his son Shloimeh could build the Beis HaMikdash? And instead of getting upset at him, he said, Samachti, he was so excited to hear that people anticipated the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that it made him happy to hear people saying, when will the old man die so that we will have the Shloimeh HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash? But the Marsha explains that how could a Yid in Golos say it? How could we say Samachti Boimli Beis Hashem Neilich? So he explains like this. Because each shul is going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, not only is it going to be in Eretz Yisrael, but that each shul is going to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, so when we walk into a shul, we are walking into Beis Hashem. We're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, because this is a future part of the Beis HaMikdash. In the famous words, this quote, the Rebbe quotes a lot, and again, this is attributed to the Marsha. It's very important. It's the Yisoid of the whole Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. V'nimtza, it comes out, ata begalus, now in the time of galus, shani oimed bebeis haknesses, when I am standing in a shul, harayu mokim amigdash gufi delosid. So I am standing in the mokim amigdash. This idea, which is the revolutionary whole approach to a shul, and that the shul is going to be connected directly to the beis amigdash, this itself is the chiddush of the marshal. Then the Rebbe is mechadish, the Yesh Loimar, that this connection of the shuls to the Beis HaMikdash, yebehesem lufi erech hiluki adagish emineihem. It's going to be dependent on how much kedusha each shul has. Now, what makes one shul more kaddish than the other? Not in the fact how fancy it is, but as many yidin use the shul, the more yidin, each yid is a darg of kedusha, so the more yidin use the shul, so the more kedusha there's in the shul. That's what special the Rebbe explains in the whole kundris about Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. The shul where the nasi is, someone might say, if that's the case, 770 or the 770 has a lot of people. But imagine the Friedrich Rebbe shul of 770, the original 770, when the Friedrich Rebbe was there in the Tuf Shins. How many people? 40 people? 50 people came? How can you say that this is the Mokim Mikdash Gufi Delosid? How can you say that that it's the holiest shul if Klal Yisrael is not even there? There are shuls that have many more Yidin there. And that's what Rebbe explains, that being the Nasi Hu Akol, that the Nasi has the Neshames of all the Yidin. So if the Nasi is in the shul, so therefore all the Yidin are in the shul. So therefore the Iker Kedusha, the Shechina of all the Yidin, are in the shul. And that's the Rebbe's Chiddush. And then the Iker Chiddush, which is this, is just saying that it's going to be based on the level of Kedusha. That already you can fit in with the Marsha. Now, the biggest Chiddush of the Kuntres is that instead of the Beis HaMikdash coming down in Yerushalayim and the shuls going there, including the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, the same way the Sanhedrin will first go to Tveria. That's where the last place the Sanhedrin was by the Churban. And from there, go back to Yerushalayim. That's how the Rambam paskins. The same will be in regards to the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, the Beis HaMikdash. First, it'll come to the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, and from there, it'll go to the Beis HaMikdash.